Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Suzlon Energy Limited Business Update Conference Call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Zico. Good afternoon. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I would like to welcome you all for a conference call of Suzlon Energy Limited. From the management, we have with us Mr. J.P. Chalasani, Group CEO, Mr. Himanshu Mody, Group CFO. We'll begin with the opening remarks, followed by a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mohit, and good afternoon to each one of you. Thank you for joining this call at a short notice and that one Sunday. This call is being scheduled to apprise the investor community with respect to the resignation of Mark, our independent director of the company. Mark has been associated with Suzlon for more than a decade, starting April 2012. This is his second term as an independent director, and it was about to get over in September 2024, that is, in next 3 months. However, Mark decided to step down now. During this time, his contribution to the board has been commendable, including during the toughest of the time faced by the company. Our founder chairman, Sri Tulsibai, always had the highest respect for him. The company sincerely appreciates the support extended by Mark during his association with the company and wishes him best for his future endeavors. As mentioned in his resignation letter, Mark has not highlighted any lapse on matters of financial and legal non-compliance, but has asked for inclusion of best-in-class standards of corporate governance and improving transparency. We would like to mention that there are no lapses, I repeat, there are no lapses on account of financial or legal implications, and the company conforms to the standards as stipulated by the law governing bodies of India. The company has the confidence and support of other four independent directors who are of repute, who are standing strong with the company. We thank Mark for clearly putting across his pleasure on the outstanding performance of the company financially and operationally. Having said that, we take comments highlighted by Mark constructively, and the same shall be implemented in a phased manner. Excellence in corporate governance is a continuous journey, and we will continue to improve and elevate on all those parameters. Thank you, and we are now open for any Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Satpal Singh Kanuja from Ishan Ventures. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chalasani. Mark has specifically mentioned a letter to the board where he has highlighted the concerns. Will it be possible for the board to share some of the points which he has included in that letter?
It's as I said, that first of all, I reiterate that he has not said anything about operational financial irregularities. Mm-hmm. And he had been part of all the board meetings, including the annual board meeting, which was held on 24th of May. Mm-hmm. And in fact, he was part of budget finalization for the next year, and he was appreciative of what we are trying to do. In fact, that's what he's written in his letter, that he's really appreciative of the turnaround of operations and financial performance. Having said that, he obviously given some suggestions in terms of improving the governance and transparency, and which is what, as I said in my opening comments, the chairman is completely seized of that, and we would work and take them to implement in a phased manner to improve.
One of the independent directors resigning like this, putting this into a letter, and then mentioning some other letter which he has issued to the board. it does create a bit of panic among these small investors like me. Will it be possible for the board or the management to share some of the concerns that he has in the investor meeting?
Well, I'm repeating that. I said I'm reconfirming to you with no uncertainty the points what he had put down to the chairman are related to the process improvement and the transparency.
Okay.
So there is, I'm reiterating once again that there is absolutely and absolutely nothing about financial irregularities or non-compliance of any law or any requirements of this. So therefore, it is completely about the process of we work in terms of really to what extent the more transparency is required with the board and some of the governance process, completely procedural improvements. In fact, he has clearly mentioned that these things, to my satisfaction, his personal satisfaction, he has certain standards, and we take note of all those. So therefore, we will work on that. I don't think there is, I'm again repeating it, don't think there is any reason to get concerned, because fundamentally there is no issue with respect to any irregularities. It's all procedural part of it.
Right. Thank you.
Himanshu, unless you want to add something?
No, that's fine, sir. I think, and I'd also like to say that, you are all aware that the company has been through its fair share of financial instability over the past few years. Now we are, over the last few quarters, striving hard to drive the company in the right direction by bringing about financial discipline as also, legal compliance, secretarial discipline. And, I think all of this is evident by the actions that the company has implemented. We have, started our journey in simplifying the holding or the operating structure of the companies through simplifying the overseas holding structure and the subsidiary structure. We have been absolutely transparent with our investors and lenders and sharing every communication. Our investor relations program has seen a significant uptick over the last 1 year or so through dedicated initiatives. Some of you also saw that we had a large investor day in Mumbai just 1 week ago, which was, after almost a period of 7 years. So from a company perspective, we have done a lot over the last few quarters. And as JPC said, we will continue to improve on governance standards and transparency. It is a continuous process. It doesn't stop. So we will keep exceeding our own benchmarks in terms of meeting expectations of either an existing independent director or our shareholders. But I again reiterate that there's absolutely been no financial irregularity or legal non-compliance in the company whatsoever.
Right. Actually, I'm very thankful for this answer. I really admire both JPC sir as well as you for what has been done in the company in the past maybe a year or so. I've been a long-term investor in the company for about 15 years now, and I'm really pleased to see what is happening right now. A director like Mark, which has been associated with the company for 12 years, he must have seen procedural improvements happening place over the past decade. What caused a sudden resign from him, and that too being so vocal about such things in the public?
No, see, obviously we can't answer on his behalf. As I said that he has been with us since April 2012. And he himself is saying that I've seen a significant turnaround in operational financial performance in the last 18 months, and he is very appreciative of that. And as I also said that, it was coming towards the end of this tenure, so September 2024, but right now we can. But more importantly is that I think even during the end, he has been constructive with the company. In fact, I've worked with him for 8 years. I've always seen him in every board meeting or separately that always had ideas to improve the business. He was extremely sharp. He has given us so many suggestions. He made us to improve operations. And even in the May 24 board meeting, when we had annual budget for the next year, he had his constructive suggestions. Yeah, that I think even at the end of it, he gave those suggestions. And in fact, he wrote in his letter that this will be taken constructively to improve the process, which we will definitely do it. But as I said, Sarpalji, that I'm again reassuring all retail investors that me and Himanshu here as a professional managers of this company, no financial irregularity has happened, and I can say with full confidence it will not happen.
Thank you, sir. That's quite reassuring.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ishwari Yadav, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I would like to ask, why not company increases its shareholding?
Sorry, come again.
I can answer that, sir. So, Ishwarji, you know, I suggest, I guess you meaning that why can't promoter increase its shareholding? I mean, a company obviously cannot increase its own shareholding. So, I think, you know, the promoters have, you know, said that in the past. Obviously, it's, nobody would not like to increase the shareholding. Everyone would love to increase their shareholding. But I think, you know, from a family perspective, if you see even the promoters, you know, since 2020 or even earlier, whether it was a preferential allotment in 2020 or a rights issuance in 2022, the promoters have subscribed to their fair share of this liquidity to, if not increase their holding in the company, but at least maintain the same. So I think, you know, the promoter, the family remain committed to increasing value in the company and for themselves and for other public shareholders. But I think, you know, whether they'll be able to increase their own shareholding or not is something outside the purview of JPC sir and myself.
In future, it will be happen? You are going to increase your company shareholding partner?
Ishwari, as Himanshu is saying, shareholding of Tanti family to be increased, that is me, neither me nor Himanshu can actually answer the question whether they will increase the shareholding or not. Company has nothing to do with that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for your clarification. No problem.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Santosh Kumar Ganiga, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon. Just wanted to understand, like, when it comes to vice chairman, he is also heading a company named Augo Group, which is into EPC construction in India, into wind and solar. So is there an intent from the promoters that they would like to diversify from Suzlon into similar business?
I will not be able to comment about the family business, what their intentions are. But as far as the Suzlon is concerned, there is absolutely there is no competition, and then, you know, we have our own field to play. So,
okay.
I won't be able to comment on their this thing, but there is no conflict with us or anything impacting the Suzlon core business.
So are we getting any wind turbine orders from that particular company whenever they do some kind of thing?
No.
Okay.
And there are no orders from them, and to our knowledge, they're not, like earlier they invested and it was divested. That when they invested in the wind turbines, all the orders were placed in Suzlon, but that was way back in 2016 and 17 area, and subsequently all those assets have been divested by them.
We only have a few wind turbines
for captive, which we do the operation maintenance services as well. Sorry, Manju, you're saying something?
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, not only to Santoshji, but to the investors at large, we'd like to reassure that whatever related party transactions are adequately getting disclosed in our annual report and are all at arm's length basis and with due approval of the audit committee and the board. So, there is absolutely no related party transaction that exists out there without following these checks and balances. So rest assured, that's a commitment from our side.
And also, as far as the RPT is concerned, on every quarter, the external auditor reviews the entire RPT and presents to the audit committee independently.
Sir, I understand. My only concern was like management bandwidth. So when you are working on another company into similar business, EPC of projects, obviously your bandwidth with respect to Suzlon will go down. So that is where my concern was.
Look at my bandwidth and Himanshu bandwidth. I think that they will take care of Suzlon. Because mainly we are running the day-to-day operations, we are running entire the company. So obviously as long as our bandwidth is not getting disturbed anywhere else, in fact that's why I've been constantly on record in each of the calls saying that right today there's so much for us to do, that's the reason we're not even looking here and there, we're putting blinkers on to see that how Suzlon grows in the domestic market. And our 100% of our bandwidth is available. And we'll ensure you and every investor that the company will not suffer because of the bandwidth not being available. We will put 24/7 efforts if required, but ensure company goes, which you've been saying in the last 10-12 months.
Sure, sir. Understood. Sir, recently there was a news that Siemens, Gamesh assets are available for sale. So would we be considering maybe for O&M contracts of these assets going forward?
I think we'll take that separately, because right now it's more concerned about the IT designation. So therefore, I think anything with respect to the business, you can even call up our IR cell. They will be able to tell you, brief you completely.
Sure, sir.
I think other people waiting for asking for questions on this subject.
Sure, understood, sir. Sir, what is the next action plan? You'll be looking for another independent director now?
We will see that. Actually, it's come. We will now see what are the next step of actions. Because, all this happened yesterday and today. So, we're on a weekend. So, we will review everything internally tomorrow onwards and then take every step what is required to strengthen.
Okay. So, any of your other independent directors...
Move to the question queue for follow-up questions, sir.
Sure.
There are several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Tahir Badshah from Invesco Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Hi, this is Tahir. One thing, I believe you mentioned that he was more towards the end of his term. So I'm just wondering if that is true, then why did he not choose to kind of, complete his term?
Obviously, I can't answer on his behalf, but only thing I appreciate from Mark is that as he has been constructive all through this 12 years, more than 12 years he is on the board. As I said, that I myself worked with him for over 8 years. He's always been constructive. He's always kept us on toes. He used to take a lot of interest in the various business related issues. And even in the end, yes, when he was ending his term also, he has put suggestions very constructively saying that these are the things companies should look at and which we'll definitely look at. And we have a greatest respect. I personally have a greatest respect for Mark for the contribution what he made.
Just to follow through, should we think of some of the issues that he's raised to be more of the softer nature? I mean, are they, as you have indicated earlier, they're not operational in nature. So are they about software aspects, about things like information flow, etc.? Is that how we have to think about it?
Yeah. There's nothing to do with operations of the company or nothing to do with the financial process of the company. It is more about a governance standards to further improve in terms of the... In fact, we did improve the transparency of the governance, not just with external stakeholders, as Himanshu said, even with the board. Now, in fact, we send our board presentation 4 days before the board meeting, including the financial one, which is sent 2 days before, so that all our board have adequate time to read and come back. And we've done quite a few things based on his suggestions, and there are more to be done, and which is all, as I said, that to improve the governance process, to improve the transparency. It's a processes improvement so that we go to the next level, keep improving further on the governance. As Himanshu said, it is a continuous journey. I don't think anybody can say that we reached the pinnacle of governance. It's a constant thing, and whenever there is a feedback, a constructive feedback, we take it seriously and we'll work on that. And we have been working on that. And which, as Himanshu said, you have seen, even if you look at our IR deck, what we present today, the data we have been improving from quarter to quarter, what we provide. And externally and internally, we're trying to be more, but there is more to the journey, and we'll continue to do that. We will not take a step back on the process.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ajesh Mehta from Motilal Oswal AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, just wanted to...
May I request you to use your handset, please? Your audio is not very clear, sir.
Is it clear now?
No, sir. It's muffled, sir.
Hello, is it clear now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's clear now. Go ahead. Sir, just wanted to understand, going forward, what more improvements can we expect in terms of your board composition or, you know, more softer aspects which this relevant independent director was highlighting? What more changes can we expect going forward, sir?
It's difficult to define what more, but as you said, it's a process of it's a journey, and which you are seeing the changes which we explained to you, right, with respect to board or with respect to external things. Obviously, the board composition could be one, or it could be the other processes in terms of various transparency aspects. But that will continue to center. There is no second opinion about that. The market has given some suggestions, but even otherwise, we have been going in the direction which you all could see clearly. But there are more on the table from him. Obviously, that maybe the speed at which we were doing is not his expectation. In fact, he clearly mentioned to my personal expectation. Okay, so therefore, maybe we not met his speed in some of the areas. But then this is then he will continue to do it. He will keep hearing from us or seeing basically the other improvements what happens and which he has seen for the last 10-12 months, and he will continue to see further.
Okay, sir. Wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepesh Agarwal from UTI AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Chalthani, and good afternoon, Himanshu. Sir, can you highlight some of the suggestions which Mark has suggested you for improving the governance standards and transparency?
No, I really can't at this stage because he's written the chairman. Chairman is really seized of it. But I can only say they are, again, I'm repeating, I can only say they are not pertaining anything to do with the operations of the company. Or anything, I again underline, is because a major concern of any financial irregularities or non-compliance of any legal requirements. Okay. These do not fall. I underline that these do not fall under the category. There are suggestions by him in terms of the more transparency and more procedural issues which we can improve further, which is beyond the normal requirement, like what the law requires. But then it's fine. These are the things which we'll take into this thing and do it. So therefore, at this stage, I don't think chairman has seized of making those improvements. And as I'm saying that these are all procedural and governance standards and transparency, I won't be able to say much on that. Manish, you want to add anything?
No, absolutely fine. You know, and I think, you know, one example I can give even to earlier question of Adesh, you know, so if you see our Q4 results, so there was a inadvertent error, you know, where something that should have been negative 12 crores got reported at 12 crores. I'm just using a very small example, and I'm not saying that this is necessarily there in Mark's letter, but, you know, it's things like these for which we had to pass a corrigendum. You know, we don't ourselves like it, but, you know, it's the systems and processes augmentation that we are currently doing, and we will get there, you know, so, such that such small inadvertent human errors are not repeated, you know. So it's a very small example that I'm giving, but we will keep improving on these standards. So it's really softer factors like these that we will continue to strive for.
But again, for everyone, I just want to say is that after 4 to 5 years of a struggle, we are now, last year we consolidated, this year including. Obviously, there is so much is happening in terms of operations, in terms of order intake, deliveries, projects, and things like that. So I'm not giving that as an excuse. While we catch up with the increased demand of operations, we also need to simultaneously work on the process, which what happens when the business was low, there was no need for you to be so these things, but when business is improving, obviously the process has improved. As Himanshu said, that in fact we've been working for the last almost about 9 to 10 months in actual agency to improve all our IT processes and everything, so that we don't internally also we don't make any mistakes and the data, the accuracy and everything. We are on it. So I can assure you that we are on that process.
Okay, sure. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Satyadeep Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. So a couple of questions. One was in the letter, the independent director Mark has mentioned he shared the concerns with other board members as well. What is the stand of the other board members in your discussion with them so far? Are they on board with you?
Obviously, we said that. There have been all the four independent directors are fully on board with us. And the independent directors always have their own set of meetings, and sometimes they come back and tell us, we as independent directors feel this to improve, and we've been improving at different points of time. At this stage, the all four independent directors who are of their own repute are completely on board.
And when was the, you mentioned the first time these concerns were raised was about 10 to 12 months ago, is that correct?
It is not a concern, you know, like I finally use the word of this. It is question of, you know, coming up saying that this area we need to further improve. This area we need to further improve in terms of which we have been doing. As I said, that we for the board to contribute significantly, that the information flow should be much in advance so that we prepare and come for the board meeting, which we changed. And we, you know, consistently for the last 4 quarters, we've been sending them the information 4 days before the board meeting and non-financial also 2 days before, so that they have the data, they simulate the data and come back with the question thing. It's more of a debate rather than understanding what we are presenting there. So these are the things which they've been saying, and it's not that there's no concerns that have been addressed. There have been points there where we have been improving constantly. There are more to do it, and then, as I said, it's a journey. It's completely a journey. And he clearly mentioned that some of the areas to his personal satisfaction, you know, like each individual has a certain level of expectation. Obviously, the expectations are at a level which is high, which is good. That's why he's been driving us for the last 10, 12 years to that standard. So therefore, that is where I leave it, saying that, you know, he clearly said that some of these things to his standards of expectation.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Nigam from Invesco Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Two questions. Would the combined position of chairman and managing director held by Mr. Vinod Panti be one of the points of his suggestion to split it up?
No.
Okay. And therefore, with respect to the board construct, are there any other suggestions which he had? Because I see a fair representation of independent directors on your board. Then can you give a little more insight into what kind of suggestions is what Mark had with respect to the board?
It's really difficult to give one, because you talked about board. Obviously, there is a suggestion that we should improve the diversity on the board. Okay. So maybe get a legal member on the board. So these things would constantly keep happening, but then there is still appropriate time for us to increase, because as you said, we already have a significant amount of independent directors. At the right time, these steps would be taken. And to answer to your previous questions, the chairman MD was not the issue. The issue was that who does what, and there was a clear role clarity, and this was given to the entire board of what I do and where I need the input from the chairman and vice chairman, only at the strategic level, which is also is with the board. We have absolute clarity, and board clearly knows that who is doing what. It has been separated to them as well. That was one of the requirements which we did as well.
Okay, so now after his resignation, how does the board construct look like in the number of independent and non-independent? How would that number look like?
We still have four independent directors, and then, am I right? Four independent directors and three.
That's correct. Four independent directors and three promoter directors. And of the three promoter directors, two are executive directors and one is a non-executive director.
Okay. That's really helpful, JPC sir and Himanshu. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nidhi Ritesh Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my question and also for hosting this meeting. I basically just wanted to ask that was this resignation something that was that the company was able to foresee, or was this completely sudden? That is number one. And number two is, statements shared by the resigned independent director shared by the rest of the board, and if so, do we have any further concerns on the board side?
The first question, obviously, we can't say whether he has been saying anything for it. Obviously, it is his decision when he wants to quit. As I said, that he had time to continue till September 2024. He decided to leave the papers now. As far as the second point is concerned, as he has been saying at different points, he also returned the board, and which some of them has explained to you that we addressed as well. Some are work in progress. As I said, in terms of role clarity or in terms of board getting information in advance so that they can come prepared for the board meetings and actually contribute in the board. So many of those things have been implemented, unless you want to add a few more.
No, absolutely. I think, one more thing, I don't want to repeat what we said earlier, but also all the callers, all the investors need to be cognizant that, September last year is when we concluded our QIP, company became debt-free. So, we saw that in the Q2 board meeting. In the Q3 board meeting is when our working capital with REC really got sorted out. So, the softer aspects in terms of improving transparency, corporate governance, they were not even there in the radar for anybody, including the board members for that matter, because primary focus was to get the health of the balance sheet and future of the business going. So, whilst it was on the radar, but it did not take precedence. Now, today, of course, turning the clock forward to Q4, which is the May board meeting, whilst financially everything has been sorted, there's a good order book, it's only about execution now. I think, focus does come in the forefront for some of the softer aspects on corporate governance, which, as we've been repeatedly saying for the last half an hour, will be our top priority focus, so without any compromise on any sort of transparency or transactions.
And also, just to add, Himanshu, if I'm not wrong, that till we did the QIP and paid off entire debt, before that with the banks and subsequently with REC, we always had the lenders, auditors sitting with us and then looking at every single transaction.
Yeah, we had the lenders, directors on our board until September last year, in fact. That's right, sir.
Right. I just want to know if there were any more concerns among the rest of the board. Is any more flux anticipated in the board? All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi from KMD. Please go ahead. Mr. Ravi, your line has been unmuted. May I request you to unmute your line from your side and speak, please? As there is no response, I would request the management that we move to the next question. Yes, sir. The next question is from the line of Hari Saran Panda, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon.
Yeah. So just wanted to know, Suzlon been there under additional surveillance measures since almost a year now. Usually the standard practice for companies usually move out from there 3 to 4 months of time. So was it a concern Suzlon thought of like highlighting these to the exchanges? Why? Because it's been there is significant pressure on the price movement due to this. Anything Suzlon think of this, sir?
Could you understand the question? Because
I couldn't hear you at all, Hari Saran. I request if you can speak a little more clearly, please. Your voice was very muffled.
Suzlon, sir. Yes, sir. Suzlon been there under ASM since, I think, last October. Usually the company is usually move out of ASM framework, the standard recommended by the exchanges. In 3 to 4 months of time, why is Suzlon there any compliance issue, anything that that like pushing the exchanges to make it seem in motion? Anything else?
Yeah, so understand, Hari. So essentially, I mean, you know, it's a very widely held stock, as you know, we have almost about 45 lakh shareholders with large volume. And whether ASM4 or ASM3 or whatever, you know, permutation combinations or algorithm the exchanges have, it is something that we really can't comment upon. It is, I'm sure there is some scientific method that the exchanges follow to change the status of the company from one ASM framework to the other. So why that has not happened or, you know, what is influencing that is actually beyond any one of us to comment upon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Jaiswal, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Manju sir and GPC sir.
Afternoon.
So actually my question was that, you know, when we appoint independent directors, so there is a kind of information asymmetry which happens because normally they're not involved in day-to-day business operations. And my second question was that, can we go for a reverse split?
Can you go for what?
Reverse split. You know, it's as we know that theoretically it is possible, you know, and it's not that it has been lost on us, but I think you know, we haven't evaluated, and you know, if and as and when we think appropriate, we will as management I recommend the same to the board and then to the shareholders. But right now, there is nothing in the offering with regards to the reverse split.
Yes, sir.
And
independent directors, obviously, you know, they're not just the board, but they also constitute as members of number of subcommittees of the board who advise in specific areas, and we take them based on their expertise. Like for example, we have an ESG committee where we have someone who has got a strong background of ESG. Then, you know, we have audit committee where Mr. Gautam Doshi himself is the chairman of the audit committee. Then there are different subcommittees where independent directors are members, and then those specific areas they guide us from time to time in addition to guiding the board level.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek from Ambit. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
So I just wanted to understand in on the board, in case of the independent director, are we looking to onboard any other independent director, and what would be the timeline for that?
See, as I answered this sometime back, it just happened. So therefore, we need to review it tomorrow. It's a weekend. And then discuss and then see that what next to be done. So that would be too early for me to comment upon. One needs to be done. So just a weekend it happened. So the you know, tomorrow we'll sit down and then discuss, decide with the chairman, vice chairman, everybody would be involved, including we take advice from independent directors as well. And then decide.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi from KMD. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Please. Yeah, you are ready.
Yeah, good afternoon. Actually, my question is, actually, we completely believe about Suzlon and their committee, and I don't have any, you know, any deviation from that one. Actually, I completely believe and trust on you. But the thing is, as a part of that one, I have one question. So, is there any possibility to announce dividend or anything to investors so that they will also completely trust on you?
So, Ravi, of course, you know, everybody loves dividends. I know all shareholders, you know, love dividend. So, I mean, I cannot answer that question right now. You know, I think let us, you've seen we've taken certain initiatives of, you know, merging our 100% subsidiary with the parent, SGSL with SEL. So therefore, you know, and there is a, as we said earlier, there is a, you know, business plan that we have set out ourselves to achieve in FY25. So I think, you know, this is probably a best discussion held around May of 2025.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The last question for today is from the line of Santosh Kumar Ganiga, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, as we know, you are a part of stakeholder relationship committee and risk management committee. So, whatever like issues or transparency concerns he has raised, is it with respect to these two committees mainly?
No, we had a last meeting of stakeholders committee as late as May 24, and then was absolutely fine with that meeting, and even the risk committee meeting what we had earlier. We had some suggestions of to add a few more risks and all that, but it was completely normal. Nothing to do with both those two committees. Absolutely nothing to do with those two committees.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you to each one of you, and especially to come on the short notice as well as on Sunday afternoon. Oh, and everybody is excited about the match tonight. What to think about this is something, but we thought that our investors deserve this clarification from us. That's the reason we didn't want to wait for even a day more. So we said that we will go and address and try to address the concerns, whatever they had. That's the reason we have to have it on Sunday. Sorry for that. But it was with that intention we did that. And once again, thank you very much for each one of you to participate on this. But having said that, our IR team is available 24/7 for any follow-up questions, follow-up clarifications you need. They're always available, and including me and Himanshu are available for any point of time. On this issue, always available. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.